This is Chris Johnson. And I thought about something the other day that kind of blew my mind, just kind of popped into my fucking head. The people that I know, like a lot of people, like think about the people in your life. Think about the people that you actually know. Like, where did you meet them? Do you like go out and try to meet people? Are you one of these motherfuckers that like, you know, goes to a park and strikes up a conversation with some fucking asshole? It's like, motherfucker, I met some fucking dickhead at the park and I'm fucking hanging out with him next week. Do you do that shit? Do you strike up conversation with some motherfucker in the grocery store and like hang out? Like, how do you fucking meet people? Like just anybody fucking in general. Maybe you go on dating sites. Maybe you meet people through friends. Maybe you go to fucking parties and meet them there. I meet nobody that way. There's a very narrow path to meeting Chris Johnson. You either went to school with me or you know me through work. That is basically fucking it. I guess you could potentially say, hey man, you meet people during bar league softball. I guess. I mean, my brother-in-law is on the team and my cousin's kind of on the team. I mean, he's on the team, but he's out with an injury. So he was fucking there the last game. But like there are like new people that are on the team this year that weren't there last year. You know how many fucking words I've said to them? Zero. I don't give a fuck about them. I'm sure they're good dudes. They're fucking teammates. If they do well, I'll fucking hold up the fist and give them a fucking fist bump. But I'm not there to have fucking conversations with them. I know one of their names. You know why? Because it's fucking Chris. They're like, oh, okay, that motherfucker's got my name. The other guy's name, I think I know it, but I'm not really sure. And there's a third guy's name. I have no fucking idea who that guy is. I just know he's a tall motherfucker who plays first base. And you know what? It's fine. I never fucking leave Bar League Softball and think like, I wish I chatted with these people more. We're there. We'll talk about the game. We'll fucking cheer each other on. And we'll fucking go home. I don't stay and fucking chat and drink with them afterwards. I don't really give much of a fuck. So I don't know if that really counts. But I guess it kind of counts. Because I kind of know these people. Maybe I'd say hello to them. Like one guy's like super friendly. I'm sure if he saw me like in passing, he'd say fucking hello and want to fucking talk. But in reality, I'm only there because my fucking brother-in-law runs the team and he asked me to do it. It's not like I was sitting around scratching my balls one day thinking, you know what? I really want to get out. I really want to fucking leave my apartment. I want to fucking mingle with people. I want new people in my world. I got to fucking do this. I never think like that fucking ever. My best friends that I fucking hang out with often, I met at my last job. Another one of my good buddies that I go to like movies with, I knew from school. I don't really think there's anybody else that I fucking hang out with. I sometimes will talk to people online, but again, those are people that I used to know from school, maybe people that I used to work with, and then like family members and shit too, but you motherfuckers are grandfathered in. I often think like, if my family members weren't my family members, I would never fucking talk to them. And it's not because I don't like them, but like we never would have met. Like my cousin's wives and shit, my one cousin's partner, I was gonna say husband, but they're not technically married. I like these people. When there's parties, I say hello and we talk, and I'm happy to see them, but if my cousins didn't like bring you guys to me, I'd never know you. I'm never gonna fucking like speak with your ass. I can't even like fathom why anybody would wanna meet anybody else. I saw something the other day. I was reading like some article. You know what I'm really fucking into these days? I made the mistake of clicking on one of these on some social media site and now the algorithm sends me all this shit. Which is good and bad. It's good because like I keep looking at this shit, but it's bad because I keep looking at this shit. It'll just be like, I don't know, whatever the fuck, like text conversations that people have. Like, hey, this parent's being a dick. Here, read these 10 fucking conversations of parents being assholes. Or like, hey, 10 terrible fucking date experiences. I like just real world goofy bullshit. So basically you're just like reading like text messages from people. I was reading one about like dating the other day and somebody was like, dating is basically like hanging out with somebody for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dates and slowly finding out that you don't like them. I'm the exact fucking opposite. I hate you from the start. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to fucking chat with your ass. And then slowly, if I'm around you, maybe I'll start to like you. You know what I'm like? I'm like a fucking cat. Chris Johnson is a human cat. You have cats? Somebody rings the doorbell, those motherfuckers run away. They know. They know somebody's fucking coming. They don't want to fucking see him. If the door opens and another fucking human being walks in this room, they like look at him. They're like, who the fuck are you? They get this fucking like stunned, like just irritated look on their face. Like, why are you in my fucking room, asshole? That person walked towards him. They fucking walk away. They don't want to meet anybody. They run and fucking hide. That's me. That's what Chris Johnson does. If you touch me on the belly, I'll try to fucking bite you. That's what cats do. I am a human cat. And then like eventually, like if you're over enough and you see the cat, eventually the cat's like, all right, man, I'll sniff your hand. And then maybe another fucking couple times you see him like, all right, bro, like maybe you can give me a little bit of pets behind my fucking ears. And then eventually you're going to be buddies with the fucking cat. Cat's going to like you. That's my relationship with fucking anybody. I'm around you, around you, around you, around you, around you. Then I just get used to you being there. And eventually, like, you're just part of my space now. Then I'll fucking talk to you. That's how it was with like the fucking Judge and Nitz and Gonzo. They were just fucking there. I didn't give a shit about them at first. I didn't fucking hate them, but I didn't think like, you know what? I want to chat with these motherfuckers. But then I'm just around them long enough, and then, you know, now they're my assholes. It's all chance. It's no fucking effort on my part. That's why I don't date. Because, like, I make no fucking effort. The people that I've been interested in, I've known one way or another. It's not like I've ever fucking met a stranger or some stranger's ever met me and thought, like, hey, you want to hang out and get to know me? And we're like, yes, let's fucking do it. I can't think of anything worse. I'm just not interested in fucking, like, anybody. You know why? I've got a very limited time. I already feel like I've lost so many fucking years being in a fucking depressed, anxious haze. So I gotta like make up for lost time. Or maybe not even make up for lost time. Just like take advantage of my time. My time's fucking valuable. And meeting people does not make me happy. I do like being around people I like though. So it's kind of like a weird spot. But like, you know, I'm good. And that's all that fucking matters. It matters that I'm good. I don't give a shit if anybody else understands my fucking crazy shit. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. All of the episodes are there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe5Minutes, and this cast is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for your ass.